Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. I'm currently enjoying a chai tea latte, which is different than the usual coffee. And to add to the sweetness of the morning, I also have my friend Kim joining us. I'm sure you know Kim. This will be a great conversation. We have some book previews that we'll be highlighting, and then, of course, getting into some good conversation. So stick with us, and we'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. Happy Tuesday. We have Kim with us. Kim, how are you feeling this morning?
Hey, Ray. I'm over here. Good. Sunshiny in Southern Indiana. So that feels good.
That's always a good thing. Now, I know we have a lot to talk about, especially we were talking before we clicked the big red button, and I want to get into that too. But before we get into the fun, do you mind sharing a little bit about who you are? I know you're no stranger to the Teach Better family, but in case we have some new community members here live with us as we stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, I'd love to make sure that they know everything about you.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm a former fourth grade teacher. That's where I spent like a big part of my teaching career. And I loved being able to walk my students 180 days a year through the school year. And then I decided to go into leadership, which was like a really difficult thing. You remember what that's like, Ray, when you leave the classroom and you're like, am I doing the right thing? And I'm not going to have like this little family anymore of kids. And they always say, like, you very rarely go back once you leave. So that was like a lot of anxiety ridden for me. But I stepped into like literacy coaching, literacy coordinator, and I got to see what instruction looked like at grades K through 12, which was really cool. And I loved being a curriculum director and like getting into the nitty gritty because I'd always been a geek about all of that. And then in 2016, I launched Strobel Education, and I started out as a one-woman team, and I was going into schools and providing all kinds of professional development on a variety of topics. And now, 8 years later, what it kind of looks like is I now do mostly the keynoting for conferences in school, and I talk a lot about happiness and well-being in this profession that can be really difficult at times, but also is like a calling of our heart. And then my two girls go in and they do a ton of professional development on like science of reading and just like a bunch of topics, just like you guys, right? Just like really getting in there and working with the teachers. And then we have online courses. And so it's been kind of fun to see that it evolved the way that it did. And I don't always take the time to look back. It always sometimes feels like there's just so much more to do, Ray. Do you ever feel that way?
Always, always. Yes.
Yeah. So that's where we are. And I feel very lucky. I wake up every day really excited to do this work.
I have loved following your journey. I know we've been connected for a number of different years, but it's been wonderful to not only see you grow in this space, but also your team and the support that you're able to provide school districts all across, you know, our communities. So lots to celebrate there. And I do want to highlight your focus on happiness has been something that you've become really passionate about. Do you mind speaking to that a little bit?
Yeah, of course. So I have studied the topic of happiness for over 20 years. And it was actually, I think, a result of my own very debilitating anxiety disorder that I've struggled with since I was a child. It got really bad between the ages of 16 and 24. I ended up getting diagnosed years later with panic disorder, Ray, but at the time in the 80s, nobody knew about these things. So I was just a 22, 23-year-old who was literally struggling to stay at home by myself, to drive my car 5 minutes to work. Everything in my life was so hard. And honestly, it felt hopeless. I didn't know what was wrong with my brain, and I felt crazy, and I didn't know how I would ever live a normal life. And a series of events happened, which I talk about in my book that we're going to talk about, that kind of led me down the path of self-help. And I just became on fire with understanding, Ray, and I know that you're very passionate about living your life to the fullest and what all that encompasses. But for me, I've been able to do such a deep dive on myself and see the power that we all hold to kind of reclaim our lives. And now I just really want to share that with teachers and school leaders, because, you know, you and I and every other person listening to your show today, we went in this to really have a deep impact on students and to care for them and love them and teach them and give them the skill set to be successful in life. But my heart has been so heavy for the last several years with everything that comes with that when it comes to our teachers and school leaders, the weight they're carrying and how they feel kind of lost right now with trying to figure it all out.
Well, I'm very excited to dive into some strategies, some ways that you support educators, not only through your keynotes, but also through your team being able to go in and really support educators on a more long-term basis, which is definitely something here in the Teach Better community we value. It's always wonderful to get started with an inspiring keynote and then being able to get into the classrooms and do the nitty-gritty work. I know is something that you value and have built a team to be able to do, which is so exciting. So we'll get into that during our team talk. Before we get there, we have to give a shout out to everything you're doing to support dogs in your community. I know that's very off topic, seemingly very strange for me to bring up for our community here, but Kim and I were talking before we came to join all of you this morning, and you're doing so much outside of work, outside of education, for another hobby that you have, which is supporting goofy puppies. We love puppies. Tell us about that.
Yeah. You know what I learned in therapy, Ray, is that many times when you are an empath and you've also had like trauma in your life, I didn't know this, but many times those people are led to become like the saviors of animals and I was like, I finally have an excuse for it. I told my husband, but gosh, you know, I do have this like heart that loves and feels so deeply for humans and for teachers, but it translates all the way down to dogs. And so in my community, we've had this terrible issue with like no shelter for many years, no animal control. And so Kim Strobel's kind of become the savior of dogs. And so in the last 20 years, as of yesterday, I've saved 210 dogs, Ray. And as I explained to you earlier, we are currently working to save 12 that are in like a hoarding situation right now that have lived this very brutal life. But guess what? My team of girlfriends and I are going in and we're saving those babies.
I love this focus. You know, I think it's so interesting as educators, we're told to get hobbies outside of education. And, you know, we all like, okay, I'll try running. I'll try, you know, taking an art class. I'll, you know, be more consistent with getting to go with my girlfriends and going to dinner. And all those things are great. Keep doing those. But it's so nice to see another example of a hobby that can turn into just like continuing to make an impact in the community. I know we were talking, I've personally owned 3 shelter animals, one of which was a cat, now my 2 dogs. And it's so wonderful to be able to see this passion for caring and serving in an area that isn't necessarily related to students, but still related to the betterment of our communities.
Yeah. Well, actually, Ray, I incorporated the dog rescue stuff into my 4th grade classroom as part of their writing lessons. So they would actually advocate for the shelter animals and write stories for them and put up posters around town and get them adopted. So I was lucky enough, I think Dave Burgess talks about this too, like to find your passion and be able to weave it into your teaching, which made that like super fun.
So, so good. For any of you, we would love to hear 2 things. If it's okay, Kim, we're going to give a big challenge. One is, I want to know what your go-to pet is. Are you a cat person? Are you a dog person? Use emojis if you're on your phone. We would love to see them. I'm really hoping to see like a snake maybe or some reptiles. Kim, I was just recently in California and I know this is so silly, but I love cows. I think they're so cool looking. I drove through so many farms that had these beautiful colored cows and all I wanted to do was like go up and pet them, which I think I'd get in trouble for. But either way, we'd love to know your favorite animal in the chat. The other thing is we'd love to celebrate those of you that have chosen to adopt from shelters or if you're currently on the hunt for a furry friend, Kim might be your girl to connect you with your future family member. There's so many good things here. So put all that in the chat. We're going to transition. We're very excited to see the comments. We'll be right back as we dive into our team talk. For sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. Special shout out to those listening on the Teach Better Talk podcast. We always appreciate you all going over to wherever you listen to your podcast, making sure you click that subscribe button. And hey, if you're willing, we'd love to see a 5-star review. It's honestly not only something that I know our Teach Better community really loves because we so value when you subscribe to our channels, but also, to be honest, it's actually a really easy way for us to connect with other educators to share the incredible things going on in the Teach Better community, including Kim, who is our guest today, and making sure that our educators here in the Teach Better family get to connect with really, really wonderful people doing the good work. So Kim, we're about to dive into, I know, your specialty. There's a lot to be able to share in terms of happiness and all the work that you've done, but you do also have a book coming out. And I know we're a few weeks away from that, and we have like a link for people to make sure that it gets into their carts. But tell us a little bit about this project.
Yeah, well, you're just as surprised as I am, Ray, that I wrote a book. This is a talk about somebody who does mindset coaching, who had to coach myself for 10 years. Felt like I had a book inside of me, but honestly, Ray, I'm not really a writer. You know, my skill set was in other areas. And so I would write a few chapters and then I would step away for several years and just say, I just don't have time. And then it was so funny. Last January, George Curls calls me, and I love George. He's straightforwardness. And he's like, Strobel, enough is enough. He's like, write the darn book. And so, so he had a contract in my hands the next week. And then the next week, Dave Burgess asked me to write a book. So it was funny. Two people in a two-week period. So the universe was literally knocking me down, saying it's time to pay attention. I wrote the book, and it has been something that has been inside of me for a very long time. And it really goes back to the happiness and well-being research that I deeply immersed myself in, and also that I have watched myself be able to create these happiness habits that get me out of the gutter quicker. I still go in the gutter. I still have lots of struggles, Ray. I always say, do not call me the happiness guru. I'm a happiness practitioner. but you know what? I'm a better version of myself today because of it.
Well, and that's really important. I know that we share so much on this show, and something that I really struggle with is actually finding the ability to have the sustained happiness. It's not about being optimistic necessarily. It's not about, you know, always being positive, but really looking at how can we fuel ourselves to find that happiness on a consistent basis, knowing that life has roller coaster moments and we're going to have moments of sadness and moments of anger, but how do we get into those consistent practices? So I know you have a lot to share in this book that is being released here in just a few weeks. What is the hope for the readers that are going to pick up this book? I know there's so much in there. I'm sure you have so many rich stories and suggestions, but you know, they finish the book, they close it, they put it on their bookshelf. And when somebody asks them, you know, like, what was the major takeaway? What do you hope they share?
Well, I think for me, and one of the things I admire about the Teach Better team, Ray, is something that you mentioned earlier, which is we're not really one-off people. We really want to get in there and do the nitty-gritty work with people. And so I found myself like getting on a stage, and yes, everybody's like fired up and so ready. And, you know, they leave and they're inspired and excited, but they go back to the abyss of their desk or their classrooms or their offices. And honestly, you know, they lose all of it. And so I was like, okay, what can we do so that they actually can take what I'm teaching them and start to really make this a long-lasting thing in their life? And so for me, that's what the book does, is it's an actual blueprint that says, okay, so you're tired of, like, you love what you do in this profession, but you're also tired of how it's stealing all the other important parts of your life away from you. And you don't know what to do differently because the demands feel so overwhelming that you honestly, I always say, like, we're so tired of being told to practice self-care because we're like, that, what about, okay, that's great. But now that's one more thing I'm feeling guilty about. Can you please tell me what I'm supposed to do to make my life better? Because I don't know what to do. And so the book really lays like these little teeny, teeny, tiny little shifts that we can make to really begin to feel better. And another word you used, Ray, which is what fuels you? What fuels you? Because the book makes you take a real hard look at your life, at what's draining you and what's fueling you. And believe it or not, we have the power. We do. We have the power to get rid of some of the things that are draining us.
It'll be so wonderful for this book to officially be released. I'm so excited to hear our community's thoughts on it. You know, Kim, being an author is, it's a very strange little group of people in the education space that have chosen to put their stories out there, publish a book, and then see what their readers are feeling from the content we push out. How's this experience been for you as a writer, as a creator? Have you enjoyed it? Was there anything challenging that, you know, anything you're nervous about with the big release coming soon?
Yes. So first of all, I'm sitting here thinking about your listeners and they might be going, what's the name of the book? Can you two please tell us what the name of the book is? So the name of the book is Teach Happy, Small Steps to Big Joy. And for me, this is what I said the other day on my social. I said, you know what? Birthing my 9-pound baby boy was way easier than what I've been through for the last 12 months.
Oh my gosh.
So I think it's a mixed feelings right now. There's a part, I told my husband the other day, like, I just read the final draft. It's done. There's no more Kim touches to be placed on it. And I fluctuate between, I'll be reading it and I'll be like, oh my gosh, Kim, like, divine universe worked within you to really create this blueprint for teachers that is really going to help them. And then, you know, how our mindset works. And then I flip to, what if it doesn't resonate? What if it's not what they really need to help them? You know what I mean? Like, that's just the humanness of it. But I have this goal. It's a crazy goal. But, like, I'm determined to get this book in every single teacher's hands because I do believe that our teachers need to be rescued.
Yeah. Yeah. And we want to make sure that they have good resources. I love your focus on small, small, small shifts. I don't think that we focus on that enough in education, is not just speaking on this top level, but you know, all of you who listen to the show constantly, I'm always looking for, what's the strategy? Give me the one thing I can go do after I wrap up this conversation that will set me on the right track. So I appreciate that being a focus. Kim, do you mind sharing with our community what link they can go to now to at least look at getting the book when the official announced date comes, or when the official date comes?
Yes, actually, the link to the book, if you go to strobeleducation.com, you're going to see in the menu bar, the Teach Happy book. So it's strobeleducation.com/teach-happy/. But it might be easier just to go to strobeleducation.com. And what that does is that gets you on the wait list. And as soon as the book releases, you'll be notified.
Yeah, that'll be perfect, friends. Make sure you go do that. Kim's website has a ton of stuff on it. So even just going to that main homepage and, you know, grabbing the book, don't exit from there. There's a lot more for you to explore that Kim is able to share, including following her as not only an educator, but as this wonderful author that has a book coming very soon that many of you will not only enjoy for yourself, but this would be a great book to share with your mentee or your teaching partner. Do a little book study. I mean, book studies are really hard when we're in the spring semester. This is the kind of book that would be perfect for a spring semester. It's not going to be a challenging concept. It's going to be something that gives you tactical takeaways right off the bat. And you're focusing on ending the year strong. So this is going to be a really happy way to do that. Kim, do you mind sharing how our community can stay connected to you outside of going to the website?
Yeah, of course. So I'm on Instagram at Kim Strobel Joy, because somebody took Kim Strobel. Can you believe that? But I have the perfect word behind it, right? So that's a really good place to find me. I'm also on LinkedIn. And oh my gosh. Okay, Ray, I'm feeling tremendous pressure right now to start TikTok and Instagram Reels. And I've been fighting it for 2 years. And I am so fixed mindset oriented about it, which is against everything I teach my students, right? I mean, it's like, I'm so like, I can't figure this out. I don't know how to do it. I'm not going to do it. But guess what, Ray? I'm going to make it happen. So I'm figuring all that out, but we're not there just yet.
Kim, I think that you should start by answering some common questions that are answered in your book. That's a great way to get started. Just pretend like you're speaking to me. Do like a 30-second, hey, so you're wondering about this concept. Here's what's shared on page 19. Have a great day. Like, start.
So I could just do a little video like that.
Yes. Start with content you already have. Ooh, look what just happened.
Ray, I have this weird setting that's like an automatic thing. Oh, and we don't know how to turn it off. I got to tell you real quick, watch what we learned this week. Watch what happens when I do this.
Wait, this is what I have been joking
with. Oh, it was doing a heart this week. When I would put my hands like this, it would spray hearts.
Yeah, so this is the joke. For those of you who are not watching and you're listening on the podcast, all these balloons just came up into Kim's window. And this is the part, Kim, I cannot figure out how to make these settings happen. But yet when I'm just talking about nothing related to that type of filter, it comes up. The other day I was in the middle of talking about something and all of a sudden these balloons appeared and I'm like, hold on, let's just let this moment pass and then I'll continue forward.
I know. They're so fun. I've decided whatever the setting is, I'm just keeping it on there because it's so fun. And as a happiness coach, I think I should have confetti and balloons raining down all the time. So
I think it's great. Well, I'm excited for your TikTok. I think educators are really going to love following your Instagram Reels and possibly TikTok videos as they read the book to be able to highlight maybe different takeaways or a fun page that they're going to be really excited to get to when they start reading. So Kim, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate your helpful advice.
Absolutely. Friends, we'll see you very soon. Thank you for tuning in to Teach Better Today Morning Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today Morning Show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.